No, no Ghanaians have been affected except that during now inquiries all over the UK, there was one Ghanaian who said he was coming for a bus and she was threatened. But apart from that, nothing untoward has happened in relation to Ghana. Even after this morning, our officers are calling around the country, the leadership of Ghanaian community, asking for an update and urging them to encourage Ghanaians in the UK to try and be indoors by latest 7 p.m. and also to avoid areas where these protests are envisaged to be held later in the day. Well, we may do that. As I said, we've spoken to the leadership of the Ghanaian community to communicate to the various membership. We may place it on our website. Travel advisory may be issued probably later in the day if we get more information. We think that Ghanaians should be careful. Don't forget that the nations that have issued travel advisories are nations with very predominantly Muslim population. And you know that some sites, particularly for Muslims, have been specially targeted.